On March 12, 2020, Eastern Michigan decided to close its doors and transition all classes online in light of the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. It was a shock for all students in between. Graduating college seniors could not cross the stage during commencement, and incoming freshmen graduating from high school would not get the traditional senior year or college experience. In this episode, I spoke with EMU freshmen Ella Kina and Rebecca Arcilla about their college experience so far.
I was actually really excited to be on campus because my high school, we started classes at 7:10 in the morning, and the schedule I had originally picked out when I did like fast track orientation was like I'd be on campus earliest at like 10. So I was looking forward to just like having less hours to go to school and actually maybe have time to like get lunch with a friend or something, or have like a little bit more time to sleep in the mornings instead of having to get up super early to go to school.
This is Rebecca Arcilla, also an EMU freshman. She decided to stay home instead of living on campus for her first year during COVID. I know you talked about wanting to explore more of the college experience. Are you concerned, like, with making connections or anything with students this year?
Yeah, a little bit. I was really looking forward to at least do, like, study groups or something if I needed it for a class, or being able to just, like, meet new people, make friends, but it's really difficult to do that like at home when you don't really have that like face-to-face connection.
I feel like it's definitely still easy to accomplish.
This is Ella Kina, an EMU freshman who is majoring in mechanical engineering.
Because I've made new friends since I've been here too, besides the ones I just moved in with, and it wasn't that difficult.
Are you like interested in joining any student orgs, or were you like before you came to college?
It's one of my goals to get involved with, like, a student organization. I just don't know, like, which one. I know there's, because I'm doing mechanical engineering, so I think there's something called, like, the Baja team, where they make cars and stuff.
Actually, my senior year, I got to go to a couple of the Filipino club meetings since my cousins are in it. They were really nice to me, and I was really looking forward to joining that student org more on campus, but unfortunately, I can't really, like, be there.
If your org wanted to, like, meet in person, would you be cool with that? Or, like, are you just, you want to stay home? Like, if they decide to, like, maybe do, like, a bonding event or something, you think you would go?
I would only go if I knew that they were going to, like, have masks on and properly social distance, because I wouldn't want to get COVID or anything and, like, accidentally spread it to my family members, because I'm like constantly helping out my grandma and grandpa. So I definitely keep them in mind when I am going out and making sure that I'm like safe.
Ella says that as a student, a part of the Honors College, she gets to attend socially distanced in-person events. While at these events, she spoke about being able to play games and meet new friends.
So would that be like, would you suggest that, or like, would you want that to happen, like, on a more of a larger university scale?
I feel like it'd be hard to pull off, because every time they send something out, like, max, like, 10 people show up. Like, we had one event where it was, like, a walk around downtown, and maybe, like, 20 or 30 people showed up. But I feel like it's harder to manage if a lot of people actually decided to show up to something. But I still think it's a good idea. It's a good way to make connections.
If there is anything that you could suggest, what would you suggest that, like, Eastern do to make this year better for freshmen and other students, just to like give a better overall college experience?
I know, like, in a couple of the organizations I'm in, like outside of school, we've been trying to have like little meetups on Zoom. I know everyone's kind of like sick of the whole virtual thing, but it's just something that we offer, like, to get people's minds off of school or work or anything. So just like having something, I guess, for like the freshman classes to possibly like meet new people or just like interact with people.
One thing they did online that I thought was actually like fun and cool and like brought people together was they did like a game night. And then another thing that I thought was cool, it wasn't like bring people together, but it was just like, ooh, fun free food college experience. They put like a table. I don't know if you walked by it, but they put a table in front of the dining hall. And they had like, they were handing out free cookies and free chips. So I thought that was cool because they like just to show our appreciation. And I was like, oh, everybody talks about getting free food in college. This is it. Cool.
I was also able to interview two upperclassmen leaders in Eastern student organizations and housing and residence life. First was Zeke Peoples as the co-president for Kings for Christ.
Kings for Christ is a Christian org at EMU geared towards Black males on campus. So me and one of my friends, Lorian, we were having a conversation one day about how a lot of times we are in like these Christian environments and there seems to be like this lack of a Black male presence. Our purpose is to share the love of God while also empowering young Black males on campus. We often have a hard time finding other, you know, Black males who are going to like support us and uplift us and people that can hold us accountable. That's like our focus. That's our emphasis on this org, is to have that mix of fun, but also like a brother.
Next, I interviewed Kiera Osborne, the secretary for Alpha Kappa Alpha Xi chapter and vice president and social media manager for the Black Student Union.
I always tell people like being in college and going to college are two different things. When you're at somewhere where you're living at school and your life, your overall end-all be-all life is being a college student, is different from, you know, you just go to class, you come back home, you still like, not like do what your parents say, but like you kind of live under your parents' roof still, you know, you still kind of like rely a lot on your, I'm not saying you cannot rely on your parents, because I mean, I do too, but it's just like you rely a lot more on your parents, like, you know, like for housing, for transportation, for food and like different things. But, like, whereas on campus, like you may be doing those things, but like it's a whole different experience because like you don't even live with your parents.
You know, now you don't have your parents or whoever was like looking after you to take care of you for real anymore. You kind of got to like start doing some stuff on your own. And I know what that's like too, because my freshman year, I didn't have a job. I thank God I had financial aid and a scholarship, because I don't know how I would have got through. But having that community, having people to like look after you, especially starting this early on in your freshman year, I think is very essential, because you're still learning some things here and there. And if you have someone to like guide you along this college season, it makes life so much easier.
As freshmen become more involved with EMU's campus life, it's especially important this year to reach out to them as underclassmen to make sure they feel involved. Even though getting the college experience may be hard this year, student organizations are trying their best to make the most of campus life.
What are you like most personally excited about with working with your org this year, if anything?
I'm excited about our growth, honestly. Mm-hmm. I've already seen like a lot of like Black males starting to come. It's just been really, really dope to see more and more Black males show up, more of them being interested. And it's also cool because like now, you know, technically like you really don't even have to go to Eastern because we're doing it through Zoom. So like any Black male can show up at any type of level. And I'm also excited just to see like how we're already like cool and bonded with one another. I'm really excited just to see like how close we all get. Because even though like this is an org, like these relationships can last like forever, you know?
So for BSU, I'm just excited just to see where BSU goes and takes it. I have a lot of ideas for BSU personally that I would like to come into fruition. And I've been like emailing some other people from the university and stuff like that, like on the side. They've been reaching out to us about like doing little different events. I love being part of the Black community. I love being Black. So, you know, just doing things on campus to show, just like to showcase Black students and showcase like our community and just to be a voice for us and to show like things that we're going through, even police brutality or systemic racism or anything that we've been going through with this whole social justice movement in general, just like to showcase any of that and like to get any questions answered, to get information out there, to inform people, white, Black, POC, it doesn't matter, like just to get all that information. So that's something I'm really excited about, is just to be that kind of the advocate or activist for in that perspective. And then for AKA, I'm just excited about getting to know people on campus and like them getting to know us. And then I don't know, personally, I like getting to know people and just getting to just to tell them just like just to be themselves and just, you know, come as you are and just be you. That's the only thing that you can do in life itself, not just for AKA or BSU. Like, just be yourself when you want to join any kind of org, like, and that'll be like the best thing that you can do.
On top of the pandemic, America has been dealing with current events such as the presidential election and the Black Lives Matter movement. Across the world, Nigerians are dealing with traumatic SARS injustices, and other countries across the world are suffering from child labor, sex trafficking, and other tragedies as well. This affects many domestic and international students on EMU's campus and their ability to feel safe.
Do you have any suggestions for like how the university can better serve students in general to give the college experience as much as they can this year?
One, I feel like there could be outside events, honestly. Like, I do feel like our university is big enough and we have enough land and stuff so we can do outside events, even if everyone is separated. But I understand why they don't want to, because they don't want to have to end up shutting the whole university down. So, like, I get, like, both sides. I can play devil's advocate with that. But one thing they need to be better at is communicating. I feel like they're not good at communicating in any way, shape, or form.
I think the university could do a better job in supporting and advocating for the Black community, especially with a lot of the events that have been going on, especially with, like, this Breonna Taylor, like, case and how that ended so horribly. I think it'd be dope if we just felt more of a "we got you," you know, because it's one thing to like send out an email, but like that's just like saying something. That's just like, oh, that sucks, but you're not like doing anything about it, you know. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that would be some type of suggestion. It's like, yo, like, help us out, advocate for us in certain situations, give us justice when things ain't going right, you know.
Also communicating about stuff that's happening in the Black community or the LGBTQ+ community or stuff that's happening in Nigeria or Pakistan or some or other places about different cultures and countries. Although, like, they do send out emails, like, here or there, I feel like they're not prevalent enough to when stuff is happening. And it's always, I don't think lately it hasn't been as, like, sugar-coated as it has been in the past, but I also feel like it could be way more blatant. My life is still still going through a whole social justice movement right now. Other people, they might not see it as prevalent anymore. So it's not like the most top story in the front of their mind, but with me, it is like that. So I would appreciate if, like, even professors or faculty members or bosses or the president of the university, someone just reached out just more than once a month, or like not even to Black students or POCs that go here or other students that are struggling or dealing with social justice movements that we have going on right now, because there's just so much stuff going on that we didn't ask to be a part of. And it's not that we don't want to be a part of it, it's just like we didn't ask to be a part of it, but now that we're here, we have to deal with it, and we have to deal with it because we want change for ourselves. So, like, you know, we would like that support and to know that we're being supported by our university, even if something is to happen. Me even being here and me, like, focusing and being in school, and, like, my graduation is going to matter to your school. So, like, you should be wanting me to graduate, you know? You should be doing everything you can to keep me here.
As the school year continues, it's most important that while we may not be able to be physically close, that the EMU community continues to make each other feel welcome and support each other during these uncertain times with safety and solitude. I would like to give a special thanks to those featured on this episode, including Rebecca Arcilla, Ella Kina, Zeke Peoples, and Kiara Osborne. You can find more information about Kiara's organizations at EMU_BSU and at AKA Xi Chapter on Instagram and Twitter, and contact at K4C_EMU on Instagram, or email KingsForChrist at kingsforchrist@emish.edu for more information. Thank you for listening. This has been Lauren Smith for this feature episode entitled Together But Separate. This episode was written by Lauren Smith and produced by Ashley Bueller. The Eastern Echo podcast is directed by Ronia Isabel Kovansug.